This is Optimal Parenting Daily, episode 39, How to Honor Your Season as a Mother, by Hillary Barnett of wholemotherhood.co. Hello, everybody. Great to have you here for another episode of Optimal Parenting Daily. I am your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and today I'm going to share Hillary Barnett's tips on appreciating your role as a mom when taking care of your toddlers, especially at the early stages. Now, let's get right into it and start optimizing your life. How to Honor Your Season as a Mother, by Hillary Barnett of wholemotherhood.co. When I was a mother to two children under age three, and I saw school-age moms walking by, my primary emotion was intense jealousy. They always looked so much more well-rested, so much more put together, like they were doing a better job at momming than I ever would. Their children weren't hanging on them, blowing out diapers or throwing tantrums in the grocery aisle. At the moment, I couldn't imagine myself ever getting to that point. It seemed as though my children would be little forever. They would never get bigger, and I would never be that mother with her act together. Now that I have a child in elementary school and one in preschool, I am making my slow exit out of the baby-slash-toddler phase and into big kid mode. And to my own great surprise, I am becoming a much closer version of that mother than I expected. Not that I am completely put together, as that is a daily effort for me, but things seem to be leveling out, finding their new groove, if you will. The primary factor here, of course, is time. Simply time to shower, to take a walk, to run my company, to work on this blog post. I'm no longer stealing moments in between naps and feedings. No longer working late at night after the second wake-up or just staying afloat. I have entire six-hour windows of time that I can now dedicate to something outside of mothering. And let me tell you, friends, it is much more daunting than I imagined. Now that I have this time, I find myself completely upping my expectations of myself. Before, when I knew I was in survival mode, which lasted a total of about 3 years, I kept my expectations fairly low. Shower if you can, cook when you have time, clean, never. But now, I have all the time, so I can do all the things. Except that this is still not remotely realistic on any level. This flood of time can almost be paralyzing. It's like a larger version of the early days of nap time. The decision fatigue sets in immediately, but now, instead of choosing between laundry and a shower, I'm trying to prioritize work. Client projects, personal projects, writing, and personal development. I know. Anyone who is listening to this as a newborn or infant or toddler mom is rolling her eyeballs out of her head at this very moment. But what I'm saying is that everything changes. Every time I talk to a seasoned mother in my early parenting days, they would tell me don't blink. That used to make me want to cut someone. I hated that term because I thought to myself, easy for you to say, you aren't a walking, sleep-deprived zombie shell of yourself, lady. Stick to your life wisdom where the sun doesn't shine. But now that I'm moving out of that first huge season, I understand it more and more. The only constant in life, and especially in mothering, is change. So now that I have a teensy bit of perspective on this parenting gig, I am choosing to see things in terms of seasons. Seasons change. Winter gives way to spring, no matter how hard of a winter it was. Summer gives way to fall. Things are released and die, lying dormant under the snow. This has been such a helpful way for me to view life in general, and mothering in particular. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing in this life is permanent. Holding it all loosely and with gratitude can be so helpful. When I was changing diapers, the diaper stream seemed endless. But now they are gone. 6 years of changing diapers and wiping rear ends. Well, there is still some rear-end wiping, let's be honest. But overall, I am no longer swimming in excrement. When I was freelancing and nursing, working during naps and keeping clients happy, it felt like that would always be my season. But I began to hire people, the client load got lighter, and my role shifted from contractor to manager. When my daughter started kindergarten, those more flexible mornings with pancakes and slow chats during the week went away, and were replaced by a new morning rhythm. Change. Change. More change. This season for me is one of focused and prioritized work. Hopefully, work that continues to bring in reliable income and also fulfills me on a core level. I certainly don't want to squander this precious amount of time I have, but I also want to give myself grace for the days when I might be less productive. I can't possibly check off everything on my to-do list today, or any day for that matter, but identifying what my top priorities are and making sure those get done will do. And knowing that when that 3 o'clock hour rolls around, it's time to transition and be intentional about spending time with my daughters. Knowing that this season as a mother is something that won't last forever gives me the courage to do the next right thing, right now. To give myself grace when I don't look as put together or feel as on top of my game as I think I should be. I mean, I will totally still be rocking pajama pants and flip-flops in the car line, obviously. This is my season, and I'm going to honor it. Because I know that soon enough, it will change. You just listened to the post titled, How to Honor Your Season as a Mother, by Hilary Barnett of wholemotherhood.co. One of the many parallels between motherhood and life as a whole. Thank you so much, Hilary. She is so right in that change is all around us and exists to different degrees in absolutely everything. This is something to be aware of in good times and bad, relaxing times and stressful times. The acknowledgement of change allows us, as Hilary puts it, to be grateful for what we have and not stress over what we don't have. With all the extreme emotions that come with parenthood, especially emotions that often draw us out of these calming awarenesses, I could hardly think of a better platform on which to remind us all about the power of change. So thank you again to Hilary for that. And with that, I'm going to get out of your hair, everyone. Thanks, as always, for joining me today. I hope you took something from this post from Hilary. And do be sure to come on back tomorrow, where I will be sharing a post for you from Emma Scheib of Simple, Slow, Lovely. That's where your optimal life awaits.